unbearably hot in India right now, a brutal heat wave is scorching the region, evident in images like these. In some places, temperatures have surpassed 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Every year, more than a billion people sweat their way through the region's dreaded heat waves, which usually start in late May. But this wave started unusually early, in March, and hasn't let up. The blisteringly high temperatures are responsible for school closures, landfill fires, and a crop crisis. For more, we're joined by Samini Sengupta, the international climate reporter for the New York Times, also the anchor of the Climate Forward newsletter. It's great to have you with us. And you and your colleagues have been chronicling the cascading effects of the heat. Help us understand what India is enduring and the consequences of it.
There are really two things to keep in mind. First, many parts of India are hot in the summer. But at a time when global average temperatures are going up, heat waves are more intense, more frequent, and that's what we are seeing now. They're also more dangerous for the second reason, which is that millions of people lack basic protections. They work outdoors, and if they don't work, they don't get paid. Children go to school in school buses that are not air conditioned. People come home to houses that may not be insulated well enough. Certainly hundreds of millions of people don't have access to air conditioning. This makes intense heat waves like this, exacerbated by climate change, deadly and dangerous to the health and well-being of hundreds of millions of Indians.
Heat waves fueled by climate change, as you mentioned, they're more frequent, they're more intense. How is this being addressed in India, across South Asia, and what more does the Western world need to do?
So there are really two things that can be done right now. One is to adapt to the present danger as quickly as possible. The adaptation could mean cool roofs, painting rooftops white, painting sidewalks white to lessen the impact of the heat, or planting shade trees. But adaptation could also mean social protections, health insurance, protection for workers, early warning systems to get people in cool places when it gets so hot. The other thing, in addition to adaptation, is to rapidly ratchet down the greenhouse gas emissions that are heating up the planet.
And so much of this seems like a race against time, Samini. I mean, if global greenhouse gas emissions continue at their current pace, experts say heat and humidity levels could become unbearable, especially for the poor, who you mentioned earlier. Do you have a sense, based on your reporting, how much time we have left?
You know, that is a very good question, and that is a very difficult question because, the science doesn't say after this year and this month, the bus falls down the cliff. What we do know is the following. The best chance that the world as a whole has to avert the worst impacts of climate change and limit global temperature rise to around 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is a little over 2 degrees Fahrenheit, the best chance we have is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2030.
Samini Sengupta, thank you so much for putting this all into context for us. We really appreciate it.